Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro, and today my guest is David Block, who is the drama teacher at West High School here in Anchorage, and he's here to talk about the newly refurbished, remodeled, restored, relaunched West High School Auditorium. Welcome, David.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So now it's not called West High Auditorium anymore. It's been rechristened with its original name.
Exactly right. When we rededicated the auditorium, we brought it back to the name it had back in the 50s, and it's now known as Anchorage High School Auditorium. And you can see that in great big letters on the side of the building.
So. Wow. And this is when that was the only high school in Anchorage at
that time.
That's correct. 1953.
Correct. Right.
Right. And you went to West High.
I did. I graduated from West High in the early 80s, 1980. And I've been teaching there for the last 15 years.
Wow. So what's it like being back at your old alma mater?
It is a little strange at first, but it's pretty awesome because I get to see the changes that the school has gone through, and I get to kind of be the caretaker of the old stories and things like that. So it's a lot of fun.
There's all that kind of mythology.
And exactly.
So you're like a legendary guy.
Well, I don't know. I'm the guy that knows about the legendary school. We'll put it that way.
Okay, yeah. And the big legend here is the story is that the Anchorage Auditorium, mm-hmm. which was the premier venue in Anchorage, and it has been remodeled and restored.
That's right. And we like to think that it is now, once again, the premier venue in the city. It was, during its heyday, built in 1954, dedicated in 1955, and at that point became the largest venue in the state of Alaska, and with 2,000 seats. And now, after its renovation, it has just under that, 1,954 seats, making it next to Sullivan Arena and things of that nature, making it once again one of the larger venues. The PAC is, I think, at 2,200 or something like that. So we're back up there
Atwood,
again.
The big room.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And this was the big room, and this is where all the big names and concerts used to happen.
Yep, we've had amazing acts there on the boards at West High. Grateful Dead played there, Three Dog Night, Alvin Ailey Dance Company, Nureyev performed on that
Rudolph
stage.
Nureyev.
Yeah,
wow.
So we've had quite a lot of stuff. In fact, I remember when I was a student there, we had a very controversial performance show up at West High School, which was the play O Calcutta.
Wow, there was a lot of nudity in there.
That's correct. So, you know, that kind of thing was going on, you know, at the high school performance venue. So.
Yeah, and also I have talked to some other people about this, and they've seen Andre Segovia there. And Carlos Montoya, the mm-hmm. great flamenco guitar players.
Itzhak Perlman was there.
Right.
So,
and Garrison Keillor did a Prairie Home Companion there.
Yep.
And that was like 20 years ago or so.
Yeah, I was actually at that performance myself, and it was great, yeah. So.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people out there listening. I saw Twyla Tharp there, mm-hmm. and I think Dave Brubeck there, and I saw Dizzy Gillespie there.
Yeah, I mean, it was the performance venue in the state of Alaska. So anybody that came to Alaska played at the Anchorage High School Auditorium.
And is there a record of this, photographic or a website or anything?
There are some of those things. We have a website for the auditorium at www.westhighauditorium.org. Where people can get more information. And it has some of that information there. But unfortunately, a lot of it's been lost. You know, you never think of, you know, keeping track of those things as you're working day to day. So,
you know, it's hard to believe.
Right.
It's like a decade, 15 years, and then things just kind of fade into obscurity.
That's right.
And you don't even know, was the late show canceled? What day was that on?
Right.
Did they add an extra? Nobody knows.
Exactly.
You'll find a ticket stub and you'll go, It's just very crazy. Yeah, it's not that,
but,
doesn't take,
you know,
that long.
If you hunt around, you know, the internet now is the big grounds for finding weird information. So if you hunt around, you can still find pictures, recordings. I know there is a recording of the Grateful Dead concert that was there that
right,
you can actually find.
Because it's on the Dead site, and because as a collector, they wanted to have all 50 states.
Right.
So that was a big deal. When they did Alaska, they played the 50th. It's the last place they ever played.
Right.
The last state. And that's a collector's item.
Exactly.
And it's intact, and there's, you know, you could see the set list on the internet. I'm not that I'm a a deadhead, but, you know, I mean, for the deadheads out there,
right.
you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. Now, so your local productions, your student productions also get to grace the stage.
Right. So there. My kids, when we do a production, you know, we're playing in a Broadway class theater. It seats 2,000 people just about. In fact, there are some who believe that the blueprints for the stage was based on these exact blueprints that for the stage where the Rockettes perform in
Radio
New York.
City?
Yeah, Radio City. So,
wow.
So,
yeah, why not? It's a canned plan. I mean, if it worked then, it'll work here.
Exactly. So it's a Broadway class stage, wooden stage floor, you know.
And that's better because it bounces?
It has a little bit of give and, you know, things like that. So, you know, works better for our dancers and so forth. And so they get to perform there in this huge, huge professional auditorium instead of a cafeteria. And they get to compete with the big boys, you know.
Yeah, lucky kids.
Yeah,
you have a real ethnically diverse population there.
Mm-hmm.
I had the big fun of going there a few years ago and writing a piece for the ADN, going back to school, you know, when it, like they did this thing and I got to go back and, you know, shadow a kid through her day and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting beside my friend's kids and everything, and I was an object of derision. Yeah, yeah. But we're talking about West High, which the auditorium there is called Anchorage High School Auditorium.
That's correct.
And I'm talking with David Block, who's the drama teacher at West High. And we're discussing the refurbished, relaunched, new is there going to be an official opening or anything?
We had an official rededication in February last year. Two years ago, February 2008, I guess that would be. And they rededicated the space. We had a big, big champagne celebration. A lot of hoi polloi from the city and state were there, and renamed the theater at that point and got, you know, kind of got things restarted.
And this was all done with private funds?
Absolutely. Private funds and some grants. This is all kind of something that was started by the community. Community people came to us and said that we need to, you know, there's springs sticking out of the seats and so forth. We need to redo this. So we found a way to make it happen. It's all private donations, grants from places like Rasmussen Foundation, Atwood Foundation, Alaska National Insurance, and others contributed to this. And so was not done with any bonded indebtedness, which I think is a pretty amazing thing.
It is, definitely. So it's not like a taxpayer burden.
That's correct.
At all. Like, yeah. How much does a theater seat cost? Like if you went to the place where they manufacture them, wherever that is, I mean.
These seats are, you know, $200 and $300 a pop for a seat. And then there's the installation and shipping and stuff like that.
So does a special crew come up to install them? I always wondered about that.
Well, that's actually an interesting story in itself. We had the shipping for this was donated by Totem, who shipped all the seats up for us. And our local technicians that work the theater gutted the place and prepped it. Resurface the floors and everything, and then help to put the seats in, install all the seats. There were some professional installers that came up as well. But again, this was a homegrown kind of a thing. And so,
I mean, not that there aren't people who are good at all these things, but I just wonder the acoustics now, were they revamped? I mean, I know that it has a giant proscenium stage and really nice acoustics because the orchestra plays there.
Right.
Used to play there.
Correct.
Or I used to work at KAKM a long time ago, and we used to a video and put it on TV, and we had this big pressure zone mic, piece of plexiglass that would be flown over the stage, suspended, and
we have not done anything substantial to the acoustics except to replace some of the soundboard in the back of the auditorium and things like that. The last time any of the sound was substantially updated was, I think, 1991 or so. Other than that, there has not been any change to the auditorium since 1954. So this refurbishment that we had over the last couple of years, we're in phase two of the renovation right now. They're replacing the rigging system that operates all the ropes and pulleys and all that stuff. And that is happening even as we speak. So,
Wow. And with the Three Dog Night was there as well.
Yes.
And I think did the Turtles play there too?
I don't know if they did or not, but it's possible. A lot of animals have played there. So
yeah, animals. Did the animals play there?
I don't think so.
We can just start making stuff up. Freddie and the Dreamers,
right.
One of the very profound concert. Yeah, yeah. Also, there's in the lobby, you have a big painting by Sidney Lawrence.
Actually, the painting hangs in the auditorium itself.
Oh.
The Sidney Lawrence painting was donated at the original dedication by Mr. Lawrence's wife, Jeannie. And it is a 5-foot by 6-foot painting called The Arctic King. And about in the 70s, it was brought down to the museum and had been hanging there. When we decided to do the refurbishment, we decided we want to put the painting back up again. And of course, we didn't want to put the original, so we brought the original out of the museum, refurbished the painting, and then had it shipped down south to have it reproduced. And the large reproduction is now hanging back in its original location. And people can actually get reproduced copies of Arctic King as we continue fundraising to pay for additional renovation.
I see. Okay. So that was part of the fundraiser.
Right.
Wow. Wow. So what big acts, what things are coming up to next,
Well, as soon as we get the rigging finished, which will be over the summer, we'll be reopening, we hope, in September. You never know with construction what you're going to find, but that's what we hope. And West High will be presenting its normal season of 5 performances. We'll do an improv show in September. We usually do a children's show. We're looking to do something like Winnie the Pooh or something like that right after Halloween. Our musical will be in early February, and I think that's going to be Little Women, the musical.
Ah.
And then we'll be doing student-directed shows right after spring break in March, and we'll finish out the year with our spring performance, which will be Sly Fox, which is a comedy based on an older drama called Volpone. So.
Oh. Yeah, well, it must be a real thrill for you to be teaching theater in your old school.
It's awesome. Were
you a theater guy when you were in high school?
I was a back behind the scenes guy, props and stuff like that, and didn't do a lot of stuff in front of the curtain. But so it's fun. Yeah, it's great to be back there.
And then you went out and you got your education.
Got my education. Came back to Alaska. Got my teaching education, and then started teaching at West High, and been there ever since. Love it.
Wow, how exciting. That's great. And we always got to mention, Boris Karloff and Arsenic and Old Lace.
Boris Karloff, Arsenic and Old Lace.
That was an ACT, Anchorage Community Theater production.
I believe that's correct.
They were Frank Brink, they were based there.
That's correct.
Before they had their
other facility, right.
Wow, yeah. So that history goes back to the very beginning.
Absolutely, yeah. From the very get-go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And is any acts or what kind of productions are coming up? It's still with the PAC, West High, I mean, Anchorage High School Auditorium isn't used as much.
Yeah, we kind of play second fiddle to the Atwood Concert Hall, but we still get a number of performers come. And now that we've had the renovation, we're seeing that that is increasing. We're at the point now where virtually every weekend is booked. And you have to book your space in that venue now 6 months to a year in advance. And we have a lot of our regulars, like the Native Musicale performs there during for Rendezvous, and thousands of people from the Native community come out to watch that. And we have a number of other concerts, dance performers,
children's and you have lectures.
Lectures, absolutely.
All kinds of stuff, and special events.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
Great. Well, good. Well, that's about all time we have for talking about this. But thank you so much, David Block of West High, the drama theater teacher.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. And we were talking about West High School. The auditorium has been remodeled, and it's open to the public now. It's a very momentous venue, very historic, and very interesting as well. And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Theater Artists United present Midnight Soapscum Goes to Hell at Out North. This is episode 3, which is happening tonight and tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. For tickets or more information, call 279-8099. That's 279-8099. Or you can go to outnorth.org. TBA presents their Summer Performing Arts Academy, the advanced classes which continue. And then coming this Tuesday on July 7th, we have the regular classes which are beginning. And there is plenty of room for kids regarding the enrollment. For information, call 677-7529. Or you can go to tbatheater.org. And that's T-B-A-T-H-E-A-T-R-E, theater.org. And finally, in Eagle River, the Alaska Fine Arts Academy proudly presents Evil Escapades in Eagle River, a melodrama of tragic proportions. And this is by Tim Kelly, directed by Ellen Reed. And showtimes are this coming Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m., July 9th through 11th, and then again the next weekend, July 16th through 18th, also at 7 p.m. And all this is part of the Bear Paw Festival in Eagle River at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy at the Eleanor Brendel Theater in Eagle River. For tickets and more information, you can call 694-8909. That's 694-8909. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.